Morning, everyone, and welcome to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and today we're going to be talking lacrosse, and specifically out at Ligonier High School, as my guests today are the two head coaches for the boys and girls programs, who are off to outstanding starts in this 2024 season. First, welcome the girls head coach, Dean Kosha. Dean, thank you for taking some time to be with us, and welcome.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having us.
And the head boys coach out at Ligonier, Mr. Rich Thompson. Rich, always a pleasure. Thank you for taking some time as well.
Yes, and I always appreciate you guys having us on.
Well, that's my pleasure as well. Okay, guys, both off to an outstanding start. Rich, we'll start with you. Undefeated so far this year. State semi last year. Certainly that carrot still dangling there. Talk a little bit about this year's squad and what you took away from last year as well.
Well, we have a senior heavy squad this year. Our boys have been working real hard in the off season, and what we took out of last year is we got to be just a little bit better come that final tournament time. Once you get to the semis, there is no easy outs.
And this year's squad, what's kind of running the group this year? I mean, you're off to this outstanding start, undefeated at this point. What are some of the players and some of the things that you're doing that's got them to this point right now?
Well, first off, I'd like to say we have a fantastic community at Ligonier.
Yep.
And helps drive a whole lot of it. The players are always on time. They're just real good group of kids this year that we have. And my coaching staff is outstanding. I got Mike Wheat as our offensive coordinator. He's been with me for 6 or 7 years now. And our defensive coordinator, Shane Curtis, who's just done a fantastic job for us.
Always good to get the right kind of people around you, Rich.
Well, I thoroughly believe it. I'm not the smartest guy. I'm not. So I try to surround myself with people that are smarter than me, and I've found quite a few of them.
Dean, how about you? State semi last year. What did you take away? You're off to a great start this year as well, with only one loss in that column.
Well, the fortunate thing for this year's team is we are also senior-led. We have 8 seniors on the squad. Last year, we only graduated 2 starters, and all the girls are back. So Ligonier girls lacrosse for the last 4 years has really been building up to this senior class. Majority of the seniors have played 4 years on varsity. And then we have a strong supporting cast with all county juniors, as well as some sophomores and freshmen starting for this year. So I do want to echo, Rich, the Ligonier community around lacrosse and sports is rich in tradition, and they're committed to supporting the girls out there. Our staff, this is my 2nd year, and our coaching staff, I believe, is 2nd to none. We have Kristen Jones, who runs our defense on varsity. She's an accomplished college player from JMU. And then we have Coach Dave Doy, who is also on the football staff. So he brings a wide breadth of coaching, as well as he's in the education system. So he's just outstanding. He runs our offense. And then I also want to echo that the JV program is doing well as well this year our staff over there. So really looking forward to the rest of the season. We are coming into a difficult stretch of our season with some very talented teams, but we're very excited about how the girls are performing thus far.
What is your takeaway from last year, Dean?
Last year is, you know, with new coaching, I think we needed to establish a culture of dedication as well as accountability. We're preaching our core values this year, and I just think that holding the girls accountable to working hard at practice has just elevated the level of commitment across the program. And I just think me being a new coach and just understanding the high school system, as well as getting my feet wet with just understanding Ligonier as well, I think this year I'm just more comfortable in setting the tone and kind of establishing ourselves as a leader in the county for girls lacrosse. So that was the big takeaway for me. I think whenever you're a new coach, the girls are feeling everything out whenever there's a transition. And I think we've done a great job this year as a staff and as a team, quite frankly, of just embracing the way we want to the way we do things moving forward. So it's been great.
It certainly has. And the last 2 years are certainly put a stamp on that, Dean. Guys, I know this will be somewhat of an easy question in a sense, because I'm going to talk about the effect that the youth program, the feeder program has for the high school, Rich?
Oh, it's second to none. We have, not only do we have a great Luya feeder program, but the club lacrosse scene that's available to our players now is also just outstanding. And that, without a doubt, having our players be able to play year-round affects us positively,
yeah,
without a doubt. There's, I'd say 75% of our kids now are playing some sort of club team lacrosse, and it really shows out.
Dean?
Yeah, so the Luya program is where I spent a lot of my tenure as a coach, coaching my daughter, and then she transitioned over to club lacrosse, which I'm also involved with. But I wanted to share some numbers with you, and I think Rich and I actually talked about this in regards to girls lacrosse at Ligonier.
Okay.
So obviously there's senior-led practices in the off season, and in the past I've heard there has been 4 to 5 girls who would show up to kind of throw the ball around. At one point this year, the seniors had 51 girls show up to play just to pick up lacrosse and do some, you know, stick work. And then at our tryouts, I think we had over 50 girls registered. And one of my missions, and I know it's one of Rich's goals too, is not only do we have an obligation to teach the girls the beauty of lacrosse and what it does around competition, winning and losing, dealing with adversity, but in the girls' game, I really want to grow the game. I would love to see all the schools in Frederick County have healthy girls programs, and I know Rich would probably want to see the boys programs get a little deeper as well. So I think what's great about lacrosse and the infrastructure that Frederick County provides with Luya as well as club, I'm hoping that we drive more girls and young men to the game. So we just see the level of competition continue to rise.
I have to thoroughly agree with that, because, you know, we do have to play those other folks in our county, and the better they get, the better that makes us. I truly believe that. I think Dean's hit that nail right on the head.
I always say this, guys, and it certainly is, you know, consistently comes through when we talk about high school athletics here in Frederick County. Is second to none. And year in, year out, season in, season out, we show what we have here with the advancement and winning state titles. Why do you think that happens on a consistent basis like it has? It's been going on since I was in the county, and I've been retired for a while now, but it's always outstanding athletics. Rich?
Well, I truly believe it goes back to the youth programs and the strength of youth programs. I don't know if you know it. I'm also a football coach. I was at Ligonier. I'm actually transferring this year because my son got the head coaching job at Walkersville.
Outstanding.
But the programs that surround football and even lacrosse now, have driven the state, I believe, in every sport. Like you said, season in and season out, it seems like Frederick County is winning state championships. And again, I think it harkens back to the communities that surround our schools also. I can't say enough about that.
And Dean?
Yeah, I mean, I think Frederick County is a beautiful place to live. I mean, I think from, as you can see in the county, we're seeing tremendous development. And what that means, more people moving in. To Rich's point, the infrastructure is there in the youth program. So what I am seeing is that girls who maybe travel to Baltimore to play a higher level lacrosse in their youth, I think they're seeing the value of staying close to home. I think that would probably hit the nail on the head in terms of why in lacrosse, specifically girls lacrosse, why you're seeing teams that are getting stronger in from a state success standpoint, you know, state winning chance standpoint. And I just think there's a lot of people in youth sports in Frederick County that are dedicated to developing young ladies and young men in lacrosse and football and basketball. I mean, look how far some of the girls' programs in Frederick County went this year in basketball.
Yep.
I think it comes down to the culture in which we all live here in Frederick County is that it's just a great place to live. You know, we're the suburbs of Baltimore and D.C., which Baltimore obviously has always been a hotbed for lacrosse. And I just think the infrastructure that's in place with Luya and all the other programs and the club scene now in Maryland, in Frederick County is just why we're seeing this growth in the game and why you're seeing the teams kind of perform at a high level. So
indeed. And you know, the point you make there, Dean, and we've been seeing it now, the Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County area, always a hotbed has been for lacrosse, and now Frederick County, the game spreading like it has, like you said, but now Frederick County knocking on that door and being able to get themselves situated where we're taking some of those state titles away from those schools down there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an Anne Arundel County boy. I grew up in Pasadena, Maryland. I went to Chesapeake High, and back in the day, you know, it was Broadnecks, Verna Park, Chesapeake, Arundel. And now, you know, Rich will tell you, you know, we saw the urban sprawl to Howard County with Mount Hebron, Marriott's Ridge. And now, I mean, Rich has done a fantastic job with the boys program, winning state titles in the past, and then, you know, he's undefeated now. It's just a testament to his efforts of developing his team, his program, and living in Frederick County. So I think now when you think of lacrosse, you think of Maryland and then versus Anne Arundel County and Baltimore County, right? I think it's just Frederick has been put on the map. And I think it's a testament to my partner here, Rich, in the sense that Rich has been coaching, I think he told me 15 years. So that helps too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think that helps a lot too, is that Rich has been doing it for a very, very long time. And that has to be a reason why his success is that he's got a lot of experience. He treats the boys right. The boys are very respectful every time I talk to them, and they're just committed to getting better. And you know, I'm glad that Rich and I are friends and that we've connected through lacrosse at Linganore. But you know, he and I talk on a daily basis when we see each other about the girls and the boys and how we can make it better. So it's been great.
And certainly sounds that way. And Rich, it's unfortunate you're that old.
Well, thanks for that. I appreciate that. No, I appreciate those sentiments too, Dean. But if to counter that, I have to say that seeing the girls' game grow like it has in the last 2 years under Dean is amazing. Dean knows I spoke to him about that. Just on the regular, seeing how many girls that they got out there for those off-season training activities, it was never like that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But he's done a fantastic job getting them motivated in a short period of time. You know, he's only mm-hmm. been here for 2 years, and he said 15, but this is actually my 16th.
Sorry, Rich, about that.
It's taken me 16 years to get that many players out. But he's done a fantastic job there also.
But it's certainly both are on the right track. That's for sure. If just look at the statistics, will certainly tell you that. Looking back, guys, Dean, we'll start with you. Why lacrosse?
So I was a baseball kid growing up, and then I just fell in love with the game. And then I played in college, and then I kind of got away from the game. I didn't do anything in it. I have three beautiful children, and it wasn't until my last child, who is in eighth grade, who will be at Linganore. She's in eighth grade. It wasn't until she developed a passion for the game that rekindled my passion for the game. I grew up in a time where I'm going to age us here, but I was going to watch the Gate brothers play at Hopkins mm-hmm. at Homewood Field. And those two individuals inspired me the way they play the game. And so that's why I got involved with the game and baseball. Although I love the American pastime, lacrosse was just more my speed. And then, you know, with all due respect to Rich, I do love the women's game. I love it's the basketball feel of offenses with passing and picking down and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, part of it is my daughter plays it and I enjoy watching her play, but I love both both games, but I just developed a passion for the girls' game through my daughter. And lacrosse is just the fastest game on 2 feet, right? Like it's so beautiful to watch the ball movement and how hard the shots are, both girls and boys. It's a great game, and that's why I got involved with it. So,
Rich,
that's lacrosse for me.
Yep,
I'm a similar story. I was a baseball guy growing up. Our high school in Montgomery County didn't have lacrosse. My oldest son started playing baseball, did not like it. I said, well, you got to find something to do. He picked up a lacrosse stick from a buddy of his and loved the game. So they said they needed help on the field. So I said, okay. I said, I've only watched the games when I was at Maryland, and that was about the extent of my knowledge at that time. And they said, nope, we'll take all the help we can get. So I became an assistant coach. It was actually for the Tuscarora program, feeder program. And once we moved out here to the Linganore district, I went into Luya, and they asked for help up at the high school one time. And I said, okay. I said, that I never played the game or had any background in it before, 6 or 7 years ago. And like he said, once I got into it, I fell in love with the game just because of the speed and the intensity of it. It's football and soccer combined for me,
mm-hmm.
kind of constant play, but a little bit more physical aspect, especially back in the day when I started, it was a much more physical game. I can't say that I didn't love that, but I do love the beauty of the game now because they've taken out some of the over aggressive
right
checking and knocking people around. But I fell in love with it just like Dean did, and because it's a beautiful game to watch when it's played correctly.
Guys, I could go on and talk to you two for about lacrosse, but unfortunately time doesn't permit that. So Dean, thank you for taking some time again today. Good luck the rest of this season. We're going to keep an eye on the program, and hopefully we can take that next step and get to the state championship game and bring home a title for the Ligonier girls. Thank you again today, Dean.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for reaching out, and I'm glad we did this. This was great.
Rich, same thing. You're doing the job out there at the boys. Continued success this season, certainly beyond. And hopefully another title can come back to Ligonier High School. Thank you again.
Thank you. And again, I appreciate the opportunity.
Indeed. You've been listening to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and we will see you next week.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com.